Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Good Husband of Zebra Drive by Alexander McCall Smith, narrated by Lisette Lecar and directed by Kathleen Gormley. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Alexander McCall Smith. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books. In the life of Mara Motswe, a woman duly proud of her fine traditional build, there is rarely a dull moment. And in her newest round of adventures, challenges, and intrigues, the same certainly holds true. But one thing above all else is keeping her occupied. Her estimable husband, Mr. J. L. B. Matekoni. And now, The Good Husband of Zebra Drive.
Chapter 1. A Very Rude Person. It is useful, people generally agree, for a wife to wake up before her husband. Mara Motswe always rose from her bed an hour or so before Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni. A good thing for a wife to do, because it affords time to accomplish at least some of the day's tasks. But it's also a good thing for those wives whose husbands are inclined to be irritable first thing in the morning, and, by all accounts, there are many of them, rather too many, in fact. If the wives of such men are up and about first, the husbands can be left to be ill-tempered by themselves. Not that Mr. J.L.B. Matekoni was ever like that. On the contrary, he was the most good-natured and gracious of men, rarely raising his voice except occasionally when dealing with his two incorrigible apprentices at Cloquang Road Speedy Motors. And anybody, no matter how even-tempered he might be, would have been inclined to raise his voice with such feckless young men.